Act from the heart, leaving the mind open. Yet do not forget to use your mind to make good decisions, good choices, and to pair your mind with your heart so that every action and deed is based on the true self and the meaning of being compassionate and kind and loving to self and other. Sometimes it is easy to forget. Your humanness, your beauty, your deeper self. And in those moments of forgetfulness, things can happen. You might say things that you would not ordinarily say. These might be truths, but they might be painful truths, not necessarily acceptable. With awareness of heart and mind, keeping them in balance, really feeling through your issues, you will soon discover that the words that come out of your mouth will no longer hurt. The thoughts that you use to hurt yourself will no longer be spoken. Positive thoughts, positive words spoken have impact. Watch what you think. Guard what you say. Sometimes it is best to hold in and ponder the thoughts and the words that you wish to speak. Ponder them for their deeper meaning. Do they have deeper meaning? Or are you merely spewing that which you do not understand? Emotions that you have no control over. Deeper aspects of the self that you have not contended with, and so they come out of you, hopping out, jumping out, forcing their way out, so that you must be confronted with them, even though you may confront others with them. In most instances, that which you think and say about others is really what you think and say about yourself. And so you must question at all times your thoughts and your words. You have the power to turn your thoughts and your words in a new direction at any moment of your life. You can turn those negativities into positive, affirmative, and deeply challenging and changing words that will help you to change and to grow. To begin to train yourself in the power of thought, you must put attention on your mind and also on your heart. For your heart will often tell you what your mind has yet to grasp. Your heart may often tell you that the words conjured by your mind are not your true words, not the words you really want to speak to yourself or to others. In fear, many people say things they do not really believe or wish to say, but they just pop right out. For this new year, train your mind . Think before you speak. Take life slower. Curb your anger, your resentment, your fear. Curb the negativities that normally come unbidden. Ask yourself how you can turn them around. How can you stop saying them to yourself and to others? How can you say to yourself, I really love myself. I really love you. I'm not angry at you. I'm only angry at myself. And why am I angry at myself? Am I really angry at myself? Or has something happened to me that makes me believe I am? Be gentle with the self. Be kind to the self. Say positive things to the self. Train the mind to think positively, and you will begin to see your life change. To train your mind, begin noticing the thoughts that come unbidden. Notice how they pop up, what they are, and how they affect you. In this way, you will know how what you say to others affects them as well. Be kind to self and other. Watch what you think. Watch what you say. Take back your power by taking control of your mind. Open your heart and pair it with your mind. Bring the two together. Take your journey one step at a time, with fuller awareness of how you think. You can change yourself. You have the power to change. Begin this new year accepting that power and use it wisely. Okay, good morning. This is Jan Ketchell Today is Monday, January 5th, 2015, and we are back, Jeannie and I and Chuck, after a lovely couple of weeks off, and we will be having our usual schedule of blogs on Wednesday and Friday. So we look forward to communicating with you all later in the week and hope you enjoy the channeled message. Happy New Year!